So on this section, Mr. Chair, we are not anymore defining the cycle street because we already agreed on the definition. However, as I mentioned before, the definition refers to specific provisions or special regulations for the cycle street. So what we have done in this section of the document, first of all, we present you with a table that or whose purpose is to indicate to you what are the common provisions, so to say, for cycling street across the countries that have been taken into this example. In para 24, as you can see, we draw a conclusion that the most common provisions refer to the speed limit of 30 kilometers and the exemption from the prohibition that two cyclists can move or two or more can move forward abreast, which normally is prohibited in other situations. In addition, as there have been special regulations formulated for the residential areas, and they are part of the provisions of the European Agreement supplementing the 1968 Convention on Road Traffic, we included those for your consideration, so that you see what the supplement refers to as special regulations. So then, taking into account the special regulations for residential area, and also taking into account our conclusion of what are the common provisions for the special regulations across the countries that we had in the example, so we came to the proposal for special regulations as included in para 26. So we suggest that these special regulations include the speed limit of 30 kilometers an hour, the exemptions on from the prohibition of traveling abreast. We also suggest that you may wish to consider a regulation where drivers should not put cyclists at risk even if they are traveling two or more abreast, and if necessary drivers should stop to allow cyclists to pass. And we also suggest that the parking should be forbidden except when this is allowed by parking signs. So we identified for your consideration four specific special regulations. Also, looking at the practices in the countries that apply already or use the cycling street, we have been considering and analyzing what are the common conditions for setting up cycling street, and maybe such could be recommended to facilitate the application of cycling street. So if you deem appropriate, maybe you may wish to recommend conditions such as volume of cycle traffic exceeds 40% of the volume of motorized traffic, volume of motorized traffic does not exceed 2,500 cars a day, and that through traffic of motorized vehicle has been eliminated. Example through solutions such as through traffic filters or a system of one-way streets. So we formulated for your consideration four specific special regulations that might be proposed as common special regulations, and in addition we also formulated for your consideration three conditions if met, that they should be the indication for setting up cycle streets. And we look forward to your feedback and comments on those proposals. So the proposals are para 26 and 27.